The following podcast contains two drunk jerks.
And sometimes their friends.
Using obscene language and spoiling movies from the 80s.
So sit back and enjoy this audio experience.
The movie where the golden child, who is a female, is cast as a male because there is still a glass ceiling on golden children.
The movie where a black guy gets out of trouble by asking to go to jail.
The movie where a wisecracking American is thrown into a world of Asian mysticism, starring Victor Wong, James Hong, and Peter Kwong. This is Big Trouble in...
This is The Golden Child.
I'm Blockbuster Nostalgia.
Hey, Blockheads, and welcome back to this episode 41 of Blockbuster Nostalgia. We are counting down the top 105 grossing movies of
the
1980s. We are down to the Eddie Murphy classic?
Yeah, kind of action, Asian action classic.
Yeah, sure, whatever. It's Golden the Golden Child.
Sounds like a porn.
Asian classic sounds like action. We're kind of action, I guess.
I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And I'm Emma Peterson.
And that's our special guest, a train.
The fucking train that has been going through for a while now.
Yeah, it's been nonstop now.
Yeah, you should just post up the us waiting part without editing out.
Just 5 minutes of us being like, well, now it sounds like the train's finally the train. Gone. And let's go ahead and start.
And then, we're like, no, the train's still fucking there. Anyway, we are counting down the movies. This is 1986. This is The Golden Child. This movie pulled in $79.817 million, which, again, still not breaking the $80 million.
Still not, but pretty successful, especially for a film that was panned by everybody, really. Nobody really likes this movie, I don't think. I mean, I guess there's always a few, right?
Yeah, I mean, I
critically unsuccessful,
like
though.
Like, I liked it as a kid.
Yeah, I thought it was all right as a kid.
And watching it now, like, it's just kind of okay.
I mean, this is the first time I've ever seen it, so...
But you, I mean, what did you think of being the first time?
It was good, but it wasn't Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah, clearly.
That's the thing that stands out about it, because it comes out the same year as Big Trouble, and it's a very similar...
Yeah, it's still about like a wisecracking American guy.
Yeah.
And it's got a bunch of the same actors
in
it.
A lot of the same actors.
And the same kind of like magic mysticism, the ancient evil type of deal. And he's still banging a chick in it. And
sure, sure.
Yeah. And but the Big Trouble Show by far better.
It's just way better. Yeah, it's funnier. Better. The effects are better. The action's way better. The martial arts, like all of it's just way better.
And way less successful.
As our most, like, I don't know.
This is just banking on Eddie Murphy, man.
Yeah. That's what
and
it
he's
is.
He's funny. I mean, he did a good job in this movie, but it wasn't.
He is kind of the saving grace of the movie.
Yeah.
And yeah, I mean, you're right. This is 2 years after Beverly Hills Cop 1.
And the trailer is just Eddie Murphy joke, just all that.
No content.
Yeah. Just like Beverly Hills Cop, this was originally meant as a serious
adventure
film. This was basically the idea was we're going to do like a film noir with Mel Gibson as this detective.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's going to get into like Asian mysticism. But it's going to be like a serious like Raymond Chandler type story.
Yeah, that just happens to get into.
But instead, with a twist.
Once they wrangled in Eddie Murphy, they're like, nope, we got to fucking have jokes in this.
Exactly.
Because imagine if Eddie Murphy would have just played it straight. If he's like, no, you know what? I want to play like a regular
detective. It would have been like the audiences for Mother. They would have flipped out.
It would have been riots on that.
He ever even done that?
A completely serious film? Yeah. I guess Dreamgirls, right?
He was a serious guy in Dreamgirls. But that's funny because that's like it's a small part.
It's also way after the height of his popularity.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he was nominated for a Academy Award.
After Daddy Dick cares what you're saying.
After Norbit.
Yes.
Post Norbit.
The giant beloved hit, Norbit.
In the post Norbit years.
Yeah.
I like Dr. Dolittle.
Oh,
yeah. I mean, I didn't like it.
And the Kronks and.
No, what was it? No, the clumps.
That clumps, was, yeah.
What was the one? He's a robot for the little alien dudes.
Oh, that is. Oh shit! What is that?
Yeah, it was like a name or some shit like that. But that's how forgettable that fucking movie was. Because yeah. He played an alien robot full of little alien dudes.
Yeah, I remember the poster really clearly too. Yeah, they were like living inside of him.
Yeah, so it's just him like being awkward and an alien, like not knowing, because they control him and he doesn't know how to talk to people, but he's trying to pretend. It's fucking stupid.
Wow, that's terrible.
Yeah, like pretty much everything Eddie Murphy's done in the last 15 years. I mean, let's...
He just needs a new
leather suit.
That's what he needs, red stupid, leather suit.
Ridiculous hat.
Yeah, and then he'll be back.
I tried really hard. So we always, of course, do like completely unverified nonsense internet research that we look up at the last minute. But I actually really did try and find why this hat...
Oh, yeah.
It's just in style, man.
It's not like a friar's hat. It's like a
traditional African hat, but just made out of leather. It's like, because if you look at the African garb, like that's the same cut and style.
Maybe he was just super into it.
That could be it. Yeah.
He was learning about the motherland.
Yeah, it could be.
Got into
but
it.
As you pointed out, like there's a weird thing in this movie in hats. Like there are so many hats in this movie.
For being like sunny LA.
For being sunny LA, everyone's in like coats and hats everywhere.
Yeah, they are acting like it's really cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, I mean, even if they were filming this in the middle of winter, it doesn't get that cold in L.A.
Yeah. That's why people go to fucking L.A.
Right, exactly.
So the movie starts off with the golden child getting kidnapped. Like, clearly, there's all these monks and stuff, and he brings a parrot back to life.
Yeah, he brings a parrot back.
He comes into play. That parrot becomes his little... He becomes like Jafar's parrot.
Yeah, exactly. He's the wisecracking Gilbert Godfrey.
He's like the Gilbert Godfrey. Yeah. He's just like his little pal.
Yeah, yeah. He's actually more like his Abu, I would say.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. That's true. He's just there to like not speak, but still help out. And then the golden child gets kidnapped by one Charles Dance.
Yeah, Charles Dance and a crew of motley folks. What's weird about it, so Charles Dance is like a demon guy or some shit, like you find out later.
He also chose to be a British like hoity-toity demon.
Yeah, well, he looks like fucking Dracula.
He's a fancy pants.
Like he's all dressed up in like five suits over one another.
Yeah,
and like with these giant coats over the top.
Coat after coat, and then last one's like
in
leather.
LA.
And it all has like the super high collar. Like he's very like it's actually kind of a cool style. Again, if he was like Dracula.
Yeah,
it's kind of like screenwriting 101. Like, how do I make my bad guy really bad?
Make him
a British guy.
Yeah, exactly. British, kind of
give him a collar.
But the weird thing is, he comes in like modern day Dracula, but everyone he's with, it's like fucking 12th century Mongolians invading. Like,
I feel like this is like if Bill and Ted's had like less of a budget. You know what I mean?
That's
like,
a really good
it's just like, what the fuck? All of these time periods are mixed together.
Yeah. It's like Bill and Ted traveled back, and then they came back with them. And these are the guys that came back with them.
And like Napoleon's over there eating a sundae.
Yeah, because it is like super funny, like over the top Mongolian dudes.
Yeah,
there's like a monkey guy.
Eventually they like just go full on like animal people for no particular reason.
I don't understand it.
And it's clear, like, it's his prosthetics. Like, it's not like they
cast real bad.
They cast like weird looking people. No, they just made people look weird.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's like a funky-ass nose that looks like it's about to fall off.
Yeah.
It is kind of like if you ask a 10-year-old, like, how do you make an evil guy? And they're like, well, he should be like Dracula, and then his friends should all be ugly.
Yeah.
And then, like,
they should be monster people.
Yeah, exactly. What about the good guys? It should be funny. And a pretty girl.
Yeah.
Wise old man.
Yeah,
this movie's got some flaws.
Snake Lady.
Yeah.
The effects of that were terrible.
Yeah. I mean, the effects, given the time, are okay, I guess.
Not really in comparison to Big Trouble that came out at the same time.
I was actually a big fan of Charles Dance's demon guy. And at first, when I first saw him, I thought he was shitty looking. But then during the fight scenes and stuff, I thought it was really solid.
There's some cool moments with it.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
We'll get that.
Whatever.
But so Michael Ritchie directs this, but Michael Ritchie is a fucking comedy director.
Yeah, very much so. And that's, we can, again, kind of unverified research on the internet indicates that he was not the first choice for this movie. They approached John Carpenter for one.
Yeah, but he went to make the much better Big Trouble.
The much better Big Trouble in Little China, which it's insane that he was, but that's weird.
That
And then also, there's a story that they like Eddie Murphy wanted George Miller to do it
of Mad Max
fame, and we talked about on Witches of Eastwick, which is also another George Miller movie. Kept him waiting at a meeting for 4 hours. George Miller was like, "Fuck this shit!" Like, gone.
We walked the hell out. Yeah. It's like, no, fuck that. I'm not gonna do this shit.
Yeah, but it's again, Eddie Murphy at this time was like really like a huge star.
Crazy big.
Yeah, Beverly Hills Cop 1 and 2 are, we'll talk about them later in the podcast because they are gigantic hits.
Yeah.
Plus, he was like the biggest cast member on SNL in the
80s. He saved the SNL.
Yeah, he kind of saved the SNL.
The SNL. He was like big enough to own like 3 islands in the Bahamas. Like,
yeah, he was huge. Yeah. Huge.
But then we find out the Golden Child gets kidnapped. And then we cut to this long montage reminding us that we are in America.
An insanely long montage.
It's so ridiculous.
There's no reason.
It starts up with the Statue of Liberty in
it's
LA.
It's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
He's
literally just cruising down the streets and passing every single iconic.
And it's just nonstop, like, here's a hot dog.
Yeah,
here's
from some Pink's.
Yeah.
Yeah,
here's someone eating pizza. From Randy's. Like,
yeah, that's what it was. Those Randy's donuts. And then, And then, like, the newsstand and, like, porn. Even porn, which is the funny thing. Like, it's still, like,
they try and throw a few jokes in there, but it's still, like, a really long sequence that you're just like, all right, we get it, man.
Yeah, like, we're in L.A., I get it, we're fucking in the U.S. again. Like, nobody ever doubted that.
Well, and I feel like, too, if they would have thrown... Because there's really the only kind of quote-unquote joke, if you will, is there's a guy reading the porno about, like, fat chicks, and he comes in and, like, says... It's not even really that funny of a scene.
No.
And it really doesn't set up anything, because his job is he looks for missing children.
So he is putting up flyers.
He's putting up flyers. That's kind of it, though.
Yeah.
But other than that, like, it just kind of makes him look like this wisecracking dude.
Yeah. But not even that funny. Like,
no.
Because if there would have been more of, like, good scenes of him joking around with people on the street or stuff like that. Like, they try and get there. There's a scene where he's, like, boxing with, like, a dude and kind of playing around.
Yeah.
But just nothing really lands.
I feel like it was kind of like a ripoff from Rocky where it's like, hey, everybody loves Rock and he's a neighborhood kid, you know? But, it was really...
But without,
done.
Like, the charm or anything.
And also,
L.A.'s
too big.
Yeah, L.A. doesn't work that way. No. Yeah.
Again, man, screenwriting 101. It's like, well, what do we go to? How do we introduce that everybody loves this character? Montage, and everybody loves the fucking character.
And then what's funny is, like, because you could also say that it's establishing that he's searching for this lost child. But the next scene establishes that way better and is actually a really good scene.
Right.
Yeah.
Where he's on this, like, local cable TV show. And the host is talking to him about his job, but keeps interrupting him and, like, making it very self-absorbed and, like, not letting him talk about the fact that he's trying to find this missing girl. Like, every time
he
tries to start talking about, like, her name is this, she's 16, he's like, so interesting. So did you go to school for this? Or what are the...
you could lose that whole montage and go straight into that TV thing.
It's funny.
It's good.
It's pretty good. Fine,
Yeah, because Eddie Murphy at one point is like, no, like... Forget this turtle that you're talking about. Like, bring the microphone back to me. And then he's like,
he even tells the guy, like, shut up.
Yeah,
like, the guy tries to interrupt him again. He's like, shut up. This girl, blah, blah, blah. He's like, does this whole thing.
So
then
Charlie Lewis spots him and she's like, this is the guy right here.
This is the guy. For some reason, she just knows.
This is the chosen one. Not just the guy to find the golden child, the chosen one.
Yeah. Because she has a scroll. She has a scroll, but really. All the scroll says is that... He's going to be kind of a dick. And she's like, oh, well, this guy seems kind of like a dick, I guess.
I feel like everybody in LA.
Yes. Like, everybody. Are you kidding me?
Everybody in America is just a dick.
Yeah. Like. That's like, if you went up to the average American and were like, are you a dick, but who would also save a little missing 6-year-old child if you could? They'd be like, yeah probably.
That's it.
That fits my response.
Chosen one.
Yeah.
Also, it is just weird to me the way that he presents how much he cares about kids. I kind of just feel like, I don't know. They should have approached it in a different way because it comes off as kind of creepy. He's like, I just care about kids. I care about kids. And he keeps saying
it. They never really show him caring about kids.
Yeah, no. I mean, he's playing basketball with the local kids.
Could have started off with that scene, like, oh, him, like, playing basketball and being like, oh, yeah, see, like, he's an advocate for, like, youth and shit. Instead, it was like, but I care about kids, and it just comes off as kind of creepy.
But even to those kids, he's like, shut up, little kid. Like, he's kind of a dick to them.
Yeah, yeah.
they probably deserve it.
They probably do. I mean, yeah, you can care about kids and still get annoyed by their dumb bullshit. Yeah. So she just decides for whatever reason that he's the chosen one, and she's right, of course, because it's a fucking movie. Which that would have been an interesting twist if, like, at the end, they'd be like, oh, sorry, actually, that wasn't you at all.
It's another guy in the airport. Yeah. Oh, shit.
I feel like it didn't have... Maybe wasn't the chosen one.
Yeah, that's true. Like, the chosen one stuff all could have been bullshit.
Yeah, the only reason that he does the shit that he does is because he's super into her.
Yeah, exactly. Like, the only... Yeah, well, we'll get to that in a second. But, yeah, that's most of his whole... thing, motivation. Basically. Yeah, well, his motivation starts at, because right after this scene, so she approaches him at the basketball game.
He's like, insane.
You're the chosen one. He's like, you're like, at first he's like into her because he's like, hey, pretty, like, you know, whatever.
Pretty and, lady with quotations.
Yeah.
Pretty lady.
Yeah, yeah, sure.
She's cute, I guess.
She's all right, I guess. Yeah. She's good enough for Roman Polanski to sexually molest her when she's underage.
Which apparently that happened. Like she, like 10 years ago or something, came out and said that Roman Polanski had sexually assaulted her.
Yeah.
Right?
Jesus Christ.
When she was like 16. And then I think, I don't remember hearing about it, probably because everybody was like, yeah, that's what Roman Polanski did.
That's the whole reason he can't come to America.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. That's why he's a director. Terrible. Clearly.
Fucking terrible.
It is weird that he's like so talented.
Well, it's weird. Yeah, it's weird that like everyone's still totally okay with him, like working with him.
Yeah, yeah.
Everyone's like, shit. Oh yeah, let's go work with Roman Polanski. It's cool.
And even like there was he's a only big like thing sexually about, like, molested oh, no,
multiple underage women.
Yeah, they were like, you should let him come down to accept his best director.
His Oscar. Yeah,
and, yeah. I was like, no, don't do that. He molested several like young girls. Like he drugged and raped girls. Like,
yeah.
No, yeah. He should be in jail. Why is he living in Paris?
That's really weird. Yeah.
I'm going to take a stance here. Not a very popular stance. I am against Roman Polanski.
The drugging and raping of underage women.
Of underage women by Roman Polanski. And anybody else. But just
Roman Polanski. Specifically.
Hashtag not a pedophile. But yeah, that's fucking weird, right?
Yeah, it's bizarre.
But, I mean, anyway, she's good in this.
Yeah, she's fine. She's not Asian, which is a weird thing. I mean, I guess technically she's part Iranian, I guess. She's like half Iranian, but...
At least maybe the other thing that Big Trouble in Little China doesn't do, right? Is that the Asian girl with the green eyes is not fucking Asian. She's just like a white chick with green eyes.
No, there's two.
Yeah, there's two. Remember?
Because remember, there's the Asian girl and Kim Cattrall.
You're right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what, like, yeah. Yeah, there is an Asian girl with green eyes.
They just fake the green eyes.
Yeah.
Okay.
No way.
That was real.
Those were real green eyes.
Yeah.
Jade.
Jade.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where it comes from.
Yeah, obviously. Her eyeballs.
Although it has become kind of interesting that like they're like, oh, there's another girl here with green eyes. I guess just take her. It's like there's lots of people with green eyes.
Tons of people.
Like the whole thing, the Asian with green eyes is because that's super rare.
I don't know if you saw the dude's sunglasses, but they were just white.
Yeah, lines. That's a good point.
You can't see shit.
That's true. Just like, whatever, just grab her.
Lopan, you sneaky little bastard.
You motherfucker. He's just stealing chicks left and right.
Yeah.
In an airport.
He's colorblind. Motherfucker.
The whole time. Green, red, whatever.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can't tell the difference.
Sure. Does she got tits?
Yeah, because that's really all it takes.
Yeah. So right after this scene with the basketball court, and he tells her she's crazy.
He's still looking. And
he makes a bunch of jokes about her, like her scroll being a giant giant joint.
That was pretty funny.
Makes a lot of
God, Eddie Murphy saves some fucking
he's
scenes.
Just,
he
like,
does
ripping apart. The Buddhist religion in this movie. He just rips it apart.
Yeah.
And we're all laughing.
And he continues to do it after he sees like he has
like
a dream. Exactly. He has a dream where like Charles Dance scars his arm and then he wakes up with that exact scar on his arm and he's like, this mumbo jumbo.
Yeah, this is stupid. Stop making shit up, guys.
Like at a certain point, you got to buy in, Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, you gotta believe it.
It's
you're
not until he's getting
shit.
Chased by like a demon guy that he's like, oh shit, all
Even
right, I guess it's
he's
real.
He's still Craig Weiss, though. Still Craig Weiss.
Mm-hmm. A little bit.
Yeah, still making some jokes.
So yeah, he's still looking for this little girl. He finds her. So he goes, and in an interesting scene in which the police are totally cool with him taking pictures
fumbling around with
evidence. And like, they're just like, hey, yeah, this is the girl you were looking for, right? Mm-hmm. And blah, they're talking to him like he's a cop.
Yeah.
That he's clearly not.
This is where I feel like the original screenplay with Mel Gibson comes through. Because he finds a fucking pot of oatmeal full with blood.
Yeah.
And it's clearly that girl's blood that's missing.
Yeah.
And then,
well first that's of all, dead. He just walks over to a regular looking bowl of oatmeal and then for no reason pokes it in, blood comes out.
Yeah. Which is weird. I don't think that's how that would work.
No.
It would just be red or
pink. Yeah, it would just be red. Exactly. Oatmeal. It would be like pink oatmeal.
Or you would just say, that's oatmeal and I'm not going to poke it. Because why would I poke that's it?
Because he's a detective.
Is he?
No, he's not in any way a detective. No. He's just a guy.
He's just a dude who likes kids, which is fucking weird.
Yeah, he's a guy who said he really likes saving kids.
Anyways.
Yeah, but that's what it's weird. Like, it's like they bled this girl out onto oatmeal, and that's like some serial killer seven shit.
Yes, yes. And plus, when you go into the room, there's all the, like... you know, symbols everywhere. Yeah,
there were all these evil, like, Tibetan symbols to keep all the evil around him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All that shit, like, serial killer, like, seven fucking for shit. Sure, like, that's serious shit.
Yeah, this could have been...
straight through.
Like, you can totally see where this could have been a very serious, like, creepy,
like a Dirty Harry detective type of
story. Yeah.
Yeah, where it's just, like, real evil.
Yeah, yeah.
But instead, you know...
It's wisecracks.
He's funny. He's funny. He makes a lot of jokes.
Yeah. He makes a lot of jokes, this guy.
But then, so he finds out that she's following him.
Yes.
Approaches her about it, and then he takes the case.
Right, because she's trying to convince him that, like, no, the whole reason they took her was to feed him blood, because they can't kill him unless he's impure, and it's all connected. So if you want to find who killed her, you got to find this kid. And Eddie Murphy kind of is like, all right, I guess I'll work with you for now, even though he's continually calling her crazy the entire time.
Yeah, but also, like, you know, hitting on her.
But also hitting on her, and she's just the whole time is shutting him down hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they had the whole scene where she drops him off, and he's like, you want to come up? And she's like, no. And he's like, supposed to ask the lady twice in case she changes her mind.
She's like, no, twice.
No, twice. He's like, all right.
Are you sure? Like, he asked, like, five times. Yeah, and she's really does. Just shutting him down hard. Yeah, and
what's funny is Eddie Murphy, it says, again, from looking up shit, turned down a part in Star Trek 4.
Yeah.
For this movie.
Yeah, Search for Spock.
Yeah, which we
could. Or not Search for Spock, Voyage Home.
Voyage Home, yeah.
Yeah, but his role would have been so small in that.
One would assume, yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, of course he's going to go for the lead.
Yeah, yeah.
But they changed the movie for him.
Emma.
Yeah.
Yes, it's enthralling.
Whoopi Goldberg was doing it.
Right? Also, they cast another black man.
Whoopi.
Ouch.
Sorry, Whoopi.
Dropping bombs.
One Mr. Whoopi Goldberg.
From here's Theodore the Rex. Thing: is that lately I've been listening to Disney Radio while I bake, and that's fucking the Lion King song keeps coming on where Scar is like trying to convince the hyenas to be like, oh, hey,
oh,
like,
we're gonna
go kill the king, right? And then she does this whole like fucking voice part that just makes my fucking skin crawl. And she's like, yeah, let's go save the king. It's like so juvenile. I mean, yeah, I know it's a kid's movie, but it's over the top. It makes
it's enough
me
for
just,
you to fucking hate.
Yeah. It takes away everything good she ever did.
I mean, I've always hated Whoopi Goldberg's voice, but I can see why.
No, it's terrible.
Speaking of you baking. let's go into sponsor time.
Our first sponsor up today is a little bakery down on the corner. Just
a little corner bakery.
Little corner bakery. Little mom and pop shop. Bringing you the very best in just homemade, all-American, delicious desserts made with beer.
Made with American beer.
Made with American craft beer. Yeah. With Murican.
Beer Geek Bakery, thank you for sponsoring us by bringing us treats. Not tonight, obviously. But
oh, I have them.
Other nights. You got events coming up?
Yeah, I do. I have, I'm going to work with Green Feet, which is in Tucson, on October 19th. Yes. And then I'm actually doing something in Phoenix coming up for Michter's Whiskey, which I'm super excited about.
Right, and that's going to be, if you're hearing this, because we'll be posting this Monday, and the event is Thursday.
Yeah.
So if you're hearing this,
the next Thursday.
If you're hearing this now, yeah, you want to make sure, if at all possible, to get yourself to Phoenix. Yeah.
Follow me, and I'll post all the information up on Facebook. And then also, we're coming into the holidays, guys, so pie orders, gift sets, all that kind of cool stuff. I'm going to be putting up a list of all the things that are going to be available, but Thanksgiving and pies and all the goodies, so please.
Yeah, so if you're not following Beer Geek on Instagram and Facebook,
you better get on it.
Shame on you.
Shame indeed.
Follow you, piece of shit.
Our other sponsor is People's Choice Video. You know the deal.
Yeah, you videos. Can you can go rent Golden Child right now.
Yeah, you can.
This video.
Can I mean, not right now. They're closed.
Copy? What?
They're closed, and we also have the only copy they have.
Yeah, we did rent the one copy.
Yeah.
We'll bring it back tomorrow.
Yes, but by the time you're hearing this...
It'll be available to go rent yes. over there. Yeah.
By the time you're hearing this, you'll be able to rent Golden Child there, as well as many other of your 80s and 90s classics, as well as new movies, brand new, before Redbox... Video games, adult films, buy, sell, trade.
Yeah, I'm just going to throw out some buzzwords out there. It, the movie.
Yep.
Star Wars.
Yep.
NBA 2K18.
Yep.
Those are all available there.
Madden.
Madden, yeah.
Madden 18.
Yeah. What's other
Annabelle
one?
Or whatever.
Annabelle, sure. Those we got are... that.
Yeah.
The new Pirates. All of the fucking Medeas.
All the Medeas.
Yeah.
All the Norbits and the Eddie Murphys.
Whatever. If,
all the movies where Eddie Murphy plays 18 characters.
Bebe's Kids.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys know how hard it is to get Bebe's Kids. That's a hard movie to find.
I bet you it's hard
we
to
have them of our
keep.
Yeah.
I bet people steal it a lot.
Oh, baby.
Baby.
She did not take care of her kids at
she
all.
She was terrible.
You can also get Big Trouble in Little China.
Woo-woo!
Yeah, we just should get Big Trouble in
Little China. Strong recommendation.
So that's our sponsors. Thank you for sponsoring us. As always, follow them on Facebook and tell them if you go there or if you meet any of them or you message them, tell them Blockbuster Nostalgia sent you.
You might get some deals.
You might just get some deals.
Slashing prices on Beer Geek.
That's
goodies.
Right.
Yeah.
Get yourself some deals. And get yourself to Tibet.
Yeah, well, no, before that, they go down and they talk to the
yeah, they talk secret... to James Hong.
Yeah, and he takes him to the secret
Oracle lady that's behind, like, the silhouette.
And even
like,
she's like,
screen.
He's not really the chosen one, is he?
Yeah.
And they're like, I guess.
He's kind of a dick.
He's hitting on her pretty hard.
Yeah.
He's like, you got
what are you doing Friday? You got a nice
pretty
figure.
Hot figure.
Yeah.
Because it's just like a silhouette of her.
Yeah.
And then they're like, you have to go to fucking Tibet and get this knife.
Right.
Because it's the only knife that can kill the Golden Child.
Although again, okay, so here's the actual plot is the villains, they can't touch the boy because just touching him turns them good. Because
he's all good.
Yeah.
He's like all good. Yeah.
And they like the reason they're keeping him in the way they are is to keep him from like astro projecting or using his powers or whatever.
If they surround him with evil and feed him blood, which he won't eat, but if they feed him blood, they'll weaken him.
Yeah, so they're trying to get him to either be corrupted so they can kill him, but if that doesn't work because he's refusing to eat, he's just sustaining himself on leaves. he's great.
She's
great.
She's
yeah,
fucking
that's
great.
True. She is fucking great.
J.L. Reet.
She's playing a man. I'm trying to respect the actor.
Yeah.
Her name is like Jessica Leanne.
Yeah,
Jessica Leanne Reed.
Super feminine.
They did put only her initials to hide the fact that it was a girl.
It was a girl playing a little boy.
Yeah.
Which is bullshit. Again, we would have bought that the Golden Child was a girl. Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
No one had a problem with that in the 80s.
Yeah, they never said a gender in there. You know what I mean? Like, you could have just... said her at some point.
Yeah, it didn't matter.
No.
I mean, they fucked with the Buddhist religion enough that I don't think even if it was like, oh, they had to be a boy. I mean, he completely decimated the Buddhist religion in this movie.
Yeah. I always thought that it was the Buddhist religion was just like, like meditating and shit like that. I didn't know you had to spin things and sing. and like... steal $100 from Eddie Murphy. Yeah. Like, I don't know that was part
that's
of the
part of the religion, right? Yeah. Gotta steal $100 from Eddie Murphy specifically.
That's part of the fucking religion.
Yeah.
I'm joining.
just for that, just for that experience.
Yeah. Yep, exactly.
He can spare it. He's got fucking Mulan $500 money.
$500 at least.
Donkey money.
Yeah,
he's got donkey
money.
So Charles Dance gets told by whatever.
And that's not counting the Shrek thing. I'm just talking about the shows in Mexico.
Yeah, clearly.
So the whole idea is that they need this dagger to kill the boy. So rather than leaving the dagger in the safe like confines of this like temple, they're going to go get it to trade for the boy.
It's a weird double spy thing. So Charles Dance meets with, I'm assuming it's the devil, but Buddhism doesn't have devils. So it's like an evil thing.
Yeah, sure, whatever. It's like fucking
voiced by the fucking.
It's Frank Welker.
Frank
Welker, who you will know from all things.
He's Megatron.
Yeah, he's Megatron. Wonders. He's Cave of Wonders. He's Abu. He's Raja. He's fucking a million voices.
amazing.
Look at his IMDb. It's so fucking insane. Yeah. He's still working to this day. Like, the guy is just a tank of voice work.
And he can just walk down the street and no one even gives a shit.
No, I wouldn't recognize him.
No, of course not.
It's a good gig.
Yeah, he's rich as fuck.
I don't know about that.
No, he's
rich as
fuck.
Voice work, but...
I mean, Emma looks into who has what money.
Yeah.
To see...
Yeah, I don't... this is not paying off for me. Yeah. We're going to have to break up everyone.
Yeah. All just rich as fuck. Fucking Frank
Waller. She'll be starting a new podcast with rich with two rich dudes.
Called This Is Way Better.
This Is Way Better. We're drinking really nice whiskey.
Really nice whiskey.
It's so nice, we don't even know what the name of that whiskey would be. Exactly. We're just going to say really nice whiskey because we're like drinking Southern Comfort.
Yeah, exactly. Emma's going to be there drinking 100-year-old scotch and eating like, you know, instead of Little Caesar's pizza, it'll be like freshly cooked from a chef flown in from Italy.
Yeah.
All the fucking truffles.
Handmade burrata on the spot.
All kinds of meats that I cannot pronounce.
You shan't.
Oh, there'll be meat.
Oh. Oh. They'll be rich, rich
meat. There will be rich, gotta make that money. Rich meat.
Gotta earn that paycheck.
You're for a treat, rich guys. So anyway, Charles Dance gets told that the only way to kill the Golden Child is with this fucking dagger.
Yes.
So then they pull this weird kind of like double
spy
thing.
Well, so then he goes he goes into the dream, right? He goes into Eddie Murphy's dream.
And tells him, give me the fucking dagger for the child.
And it's actually kind of an interesting sequence because there's like a live studio audience and like Eddie Murphy realizes he's dreaming.
So he's
and
just
then
like, fuck it, whatever.
The girl shows up in like a sexy outfit and all tied up. So clearly a dream.
Yeah.
And then, like, Charles Dance, like I said before, he basically draws the dagger on his arm
and cuts it
with,
into
like,
his arm.
Yeah, with a knife. Draws with blood.
It's like a claw.
Yeah, that's right. With, like, a claw. And then when Eddie Murphy wakes up in a cold sweat,
he's got the
fucking scar on his forearm.
So they're like, you gotta go to Tibet. You gotta get this fucking knife.
And he's like, nah, it's out of control. It's chosen one shit. I don't...
They have the same fucking plan, but opposite.
Right.
Charles Dance is like, what I'm going to do is I'm going to pretend like I'm going to trade the boy for the knife, but
then
I'm going to use
the
knife to kill him.
Yeah.
And they're like, we're going to pretend to change the boy for the knife.
And then we're just going to run.
And then we're just going to run away. Yeah. So it's the same fucking plan.
That's true. Yeah.
But then they got to talk Eddie Murphy to go to fucking Tibet.
And the only way to do that
is
to fuck him.
Yeah.
Because literally he's like, no, I'm out. I'm out. I'm done with this. I'm out.
Well, you want to come up? And then he's like,
yeah.
Are you going to ask me up? And then she's like, what? And then she's like, do I have to ask twice?
Yeah.
And then they bang.
Right.
And then immediately.
And this is, again, they have had no chemistry this entire
film. She's hated him the whole time.
Yeah.
And he's also been hitting on a lot of chicks around her.
Yes. Oh, and he's also like, she does not like him. Like, there's no reason to like him.
No. He's a dick.
Like,
man.
I mean, other than he's kind of funny.
Yeah, he's funny, but he's completely insulting
everything mm-hmm. that is like seriously sacred
like,
to her. He's like, that's fucking dumb bullshit.
Uh-huh.
Like, you're an idiot.
Yeah. That's just a big joint.
You're insane. Yeah.
Yeah, but she's like, we got to get you to Tibet. Let's bang. And then he bangs her. And then immediately afterwards, she's like, are we going to go to Tibet now?
Yeah.
And he's like, no, I don't want to go, but it's cold. And she's like, fine, I'm not going to talk to you then. He's like, all right, then
I'll
we'll
go to
Tibet.
Which is fine. Like, so far, completely believable. She's sacrificing for the cause.
Yeah.
No, but seriously.
Show how stupid you guys
are. No, that's clearly...
Like, you would do that for sex?
Tibet? Yeah.
I mean, we would all go... First of all, that's out of context because we would all go to Tibet just for the fuck of
going. To go to Tibet,
yeah.
Sure.
But I mean, like, being like, oh man, like, I'm going to go to war because... This girl wants me to because she'll suck my dick for 5 minutes. Like,
yeah, I don't know if you've ever done anything, something stupid for a girl, but it's pretty easy. Just be like, all right, yeah, no, that makes sense. You can borrow $200, I guess. You'll pay me back, right?
Yeah. Why do you think we have accomplished anything ever in our lives?
Yeah.
And I'm not talking me and Francisco. I'm talking all of mankind.
I'm talking fucking, yeah. I think Cleopatra and fucking...
Yeah. Helen of Troy.
Yeah. The whole reason why Helen of Troy was a thing, because, you know, everybody fought a giant war for her.
Yeah. Or for trade routes.
Whatever.
No.
Same days.
But also just to bang up.
Oh, there
super
were
hot
routes.
Chick. Oh!
Oh, there was trading.
Yeah. I always wondered what Helen of Troy actually looked like.
I don't know. I always wondered what Cleopatra actually
looked like. Yeah, me too.
Because,
like, if they're really that hot that they would start, like, fucking wars and shit over them, I wonder.
Because who currently would you start a war over?
I don't know that there is someone currently I would start a war over.
That you would, full-on war?
Yeah, I don't think so.
With, like, actual real people dying.
I mean, there's lots of super attractive women, which is why I feel like maybe because most women back then weren't attractive.
Maybe.
That it made, the ones that were
they were, like, pushing rocks uphill.
Yeah. Because now I feel like there's lots of women that I think are, like, insanely hot, but then you just turn around and
there's another one. Yeah. I could just look that shit up. Yeah. Or just fappening it. I don't have to work anymore. I can just see her naked. I don't know if there's a woman that would be... Maybe Trump would go to war you fuck with his lady.
I'm talking about you have to pick a woman, not some dude that would, like, doesn't count.
Not a piece of shit that would do it. All right. So if I had to go to war over a woman, I don't know what it would take. It would take years of manipulation. I feel like that's possible, though. I've seen some guys fall to chicks pretty hard.
Sure, sure.
And, like, I've seen some guys do some stupid shit. Yeah.
Smurfette?
It's true that it's only one. You only get one.
Yeah, so
she's literally the only one of her kind. So,
the, the great Smurf Wars were caused by fucking Smurfette, clearly. Because it was only one.
There's only one.
That's all you got in
80s cartoons. You got one chick. That's it.
Yeah.
There was one female Transformer, one female Smurf.
Yeah. And there was the one super strong Smurf who clearly had the edge over everybody.
Yeah, but Papa Smurf had the experience.
Yeah, exactly. So I feel like
Smurf could, like, invent shit.
Mm-hmm.
So it would be like, I feel like it would be like Papa Smurf against, like, the Smart Smurf and the Strong Smurf. I can't remember what the fucking name of the Strong Smurf was.
I don't know. Brawny?
Yeah,
Brawny Smurf or some shit? Yeah. But then they betray each other.
And in the end, if you find out she's been fucking the old wizard dude the whole time.
Gargamel?
Thank you for remembering his name.
She's been fucking Gargamel's cat.
She's been fucking one of the snorks the whole time. Yeah,
clearly.
Have you seen his face?
The snorks did have more chicks.
Yeah.
In choosing, I would go snork just because there were more chicks. It was just, there was just one fucking female snork.
They
also had dicks on their face.
They also did have dicks on their face.
That's how they breathe. All right?
I don't give a fuck.
I mean, our mouths are also how we breathe, but that doesn't stop us from doing sex
things. That's true, with our mouths. Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah. So maybe that's how it helps out. That helps out in the going down.
Huh?
Yeah, snorkel things on your face.
Yeah. Makes it easy to please multiple women at the same time.
Yeah.
Just bubble up. Yeah.
You get up on my snork, you get down on my snork. I'll snork you in your snork.
I was going to say, it's like smurfing.
Yeah, exactly.
Snork
your snork.
Snork around the snorks. I feel like there's no woman now that would cause
not at all.
Wars like that.
No, none.
It's all money. Sweet lady cash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's absolutely the case. So they go to Tibet. He meets Victor Wong, right?
Yes, Victor Wong,
just the best face in movies ever.
This is from Big Trouble in Little China.
Yeah. He's also in Three Ninjas.
Looks like a little frog dude.
Three Ninjas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I love his face so much. And his voice.
Yeah.
What's weird is we watched the trailer for this movie, they cut his voice out.
Yeah.
They have somebody else voice over.
I wonder if that had to do with licensing or payment or something.
I don't know, man. It's terrible, though, because he has such a cool
trailer
voice.
Before they cast him? No, that can't be right.
No, because he's in the trailer.
That's true. He is in the trailer, yeah. Yeah, it's weird. Maybe they were like, it sounds too silly for a trailer.
That's dumb.
That is super dumb, yeah. That
so
makes no sense.
He plays this sort of... It's sort of the Yoda thing where he pretends to be like a... it's an ancient martial arts movie thing where he pretends to be crazy.
Like a beggar.
Homeless guy. Actually, I mean, I guess she goes back to like Jesus, right? Like, people would underestimate
Jesus. Jesus wasn't
just
trying to pretend to be a beggar guy.
Well, I guess even before that, like there's old Bible stories about like just weird beggar dudes that turn out to be like prophets and shit.
Yeah. And then he talks Eddie Murphy into like buying a fucking necklace from him.
Right.
Steals $100 from him.
Gives him the wrong necklace.
Yeah.
But is it the right necklace?
And then he disappears on Eddie Murphy. And then Eddie Murphy spends like 10 minutes fucking griping.
Which is probably the funniest
part. It's the greatest part of the whole
movie. It's really good.
Because it just hard cuts to them on a fucking boat.
And in the middle of nowhere. Yeah. No one is around.
Avery's paddling. She's just like, if I'm $100, we'd have an engine right now. Yeah. I'll paddle that motherfucker if I see him again.
Whenever, he's still yelling it out like, you hear me?
Like, he's really upset about it.
It's so good.
You hear me if I find you? Yeah. Yeah, it is. It actually is really good. It's probably the funniest part of the whole fucking movie. It's just a long time of Eddie Murphy fucking griping about the $100.
So they get to this Tibet monastery.
And then who's fucking running the monastery?
Yeah, it's Victor Wong.
Victor Wong, yeah.
And he's immediately like, that's the guy who stole my $100. Yeah. And all the monks are like, ooh. No. And then they do this really weird thing where they're like talking to each other. Yeah. As she's like, he's doing that thing where he like spins around the edge of a bowl to like have the harmonics, and yep, she's like spinning this thing on
it's
the
like a prayer.
And those look, I know like nothing prayer, about yeah, prayer or Buddhism or
I've
spirituality
seen that before,
or human beings.
To make like this yeah, hum, type yeah, of, yeah.
But those, it's like a prayer cylinder thing that she was spinning.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's on either side of them, and she spins it. And when she spins it, she can sing talk, but only when she spins it.
Yeah.
And he's leaning on the other one.
Right. And they're
like
saying,
leaning on
fuck,
it.
Yeah.
Just being
right,
so
and then
disrespectful.
When, yeah, when Victor Wong is like, have him ask, he does like actually a really funny bit where he like fucking like spin turntable. Yeah. He like turntables the thing.
Can I have the knife?
Yeah.
And like have him ask again. He's like, can I have the knife? And then please. Just again, disrespectful all the way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they send him on this little quest to go get the
They send him
knife.
In a little mini Indiana Jones adventure.
Very much a mini Indiana yeah, Jones adventure.
He succeeds. He whatever. It. I mean, it's fine.
He goes down there, and it's a thing where you can't. He has to walk through this bridge that burns on fire. He has to hold his glass that can't spill any water, even though we saw it spill water.
Yeah, we clearly saw it spill water. And then he finally figures out, like, well, if the only way to make it not spill, drink it.
Yeah, and when he drinks it, the fire goes away, and he gets a knife.
Exactly.
But it's also like the shortest obstacle course. Like I feel like this
yeah,
should have been on Nickelodeon's
small,
like Double Dare. You know,
double
like
dare.
Hey, you made
they
it through
keep,
the slime.
They had to keep the story going. And then there's
you
another.
You have to find the butter in the pancakes.
Yeah,
you have to find flags in the slime.
It. You saved the universe.
He really was when he enters that little room where he's supposed to find that. He's really like 15 feet away from the knife the whole
oh, yeah,
time.
Yeah,
yeah.
I feel like he could have just taken like 3 steps and he would say.
Mm-hmm. And it, but it was funny when he flips a coin. He's like, no, there's a bottom to this. You guys are just making me like fear, like working on my fear. And that's the bottom. And he flips a coin and then he does that thing when he sticks his ear out
yeah,
for a long time.
That's a nice little touch.
Yeah, it was. It was funny.
There's some nice little touches mm-hmm, here.
Then he gets a knife and then.
And then there's a stupid, ridiculous scene where he's talking to Victor Wong about marriage. Because
oh, yeah,
all of a sudden he's super in love with this girl.
Yeah, he's
and
like, what do I do if I want
to
marry her?
She's talking to him as well. You find out one that's her grandfather. And she's
her
asking him. No, grandfather.
Okay.
And she's asking him about marriage as well.
Yeah.
And what?
Yeah.
Like, you've just, like, the only, like, as far as I can tell, the only you had
time.
Sex with him one time to manipulate him into doing a thing you wanted
yeah,
him to do.
And yeah, he has been wanting to bang her the whole time without any other, like,
yeah,
like,
wanting
he hasn't
to courting
her.
Yeah,
he's
no,
not trying to fuck her.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Like, he's, again, constantly disrespecting everything she
yeah,
believes in.
Yeah. And hitting on other chicks in front of her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I feel like that's not a deal breaker. But
no. You know what we
maybe that says more about
yeah,
me than it does about anybody.
Yeah, yeah. You're like, no, that's true. Like,
yeah,
that's
what are you
going to
do?
That's
man,
how you do it.
There's chicks. I don't know. What am I going to do?
We did a skip over one scene that I wanted to talk about, which
the,
is
the biker
scene
and
yeah,
the terrible fighting.
Yeah.
Ah, terrible wings.
He's trying to find the girl. This is, we're going way back, though. He finds out that these bikers took her. Somebody calls with an anonymous tip. And then he goes over there and he has this shitty fight to the music stylings
of
Rat.
Rat, yes.
Rat playing on the TV while he fights several bikers. And actually, she kicks a lot of ass.
She kicks a lot of ass. He gets in a few good blows and finds out that they sold him to this, like...
They sold that girl to the...
To the, these, like, Chinese gang or whatever.
But it's... If you ever wanted to see a fight scene to Rat.
Yeah. And you don't. And it's a bad don't, fight scene.
And it's terrible. Shitty, yeah.
And then right after that, you also do get the scene where Charles Dance reveals he can turn into a rat. You know, super powerful.
Again, because of Rat.
Yeah. Because of Rat,
the
yes,
theme in this is Rat.
It's Rat, yes. Maybe it was
the
year
of
the
rat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Boo.
It's part of the contract. Rat, the band was only like, well.
Only if Charles Dance turns into a rat.
Only if somebody turns into a rat
yeah,
in this
well,
thing.
We do this thing. And again, it's like.
And
he really
kills Peter Kwong in that rat scene.
Right, exactly.
Peter Kwong, also from Big Trouble in Little China, who uses those fucking...
Yeah, the crazy swords, the, like the they're the hook swords.
Yeah, yeah, the hook swords, yeah, that, that Cabal used in Mortal Kombat 3.
Right.
But then also like the Ninja Turtles. No, right. No,
no, they don't have one. But yeah, but you, you cool. see them in like Crouching Tiger. You see them in a lot of martial arts movies.
Anyway, I jumped back pretty far.
Yeah, but again, I think it's just silly that, like, how do we show how awesome and powerful Charles Dance is?
Yeah.
He can transform into a rat.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not...
The most fearsome of animals.
Yeah. What's the craziest thing that a crazy powerful guy can do? Turn into one rat. And then he doesn't even use it. Like, he just turns into a rat to be able to leave.
Yeah.
When before it was established that he could teleport.
Fly, he can teleport.
Yeah, he can teleport...
It's your fucking demon and flies everywhere.
So yeah. Completely unnecessary to turn into a rat. He could have teleported in, killed him, and teleported out. It's the same effect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Instead, rat. Fucking rat.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Again, maybe it was a contractual thing.
Yeah. Yeah. He could have been a dog. He could have been anything else.
A wolf.
Into
lion.
Another person.
Yeah.
He could have been a very attractive.
He could have walked up as Eddie Murphy and then suddenly transformed.
Yeah. 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 And then we would have been like, holy shit, that's some power.
Yeah, yeah.
And actually, if he would have turned into Eddie Murphy later on and Eddie Murphy has to fight Eddie Murphy... It's pretty cool.
That's not bad. Or you could turn into the girl and the girl has to fight Eddie Murphy or the girl gets infused.
Good old fashioned, who do I shoot?
Who do I shoot, man? Classic.
Yeah, still to this day, still used.
Yeah, can't go wrong.
You can never, you just got to ask him questions.
Yeah.
And you got to choose the one that chooses, that says the not obvious answer.
Yeah, the King Solomon.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's King Solomon.
Cut a baby in half.
Yeah, sure. Go ahead, do it.
I mean, just in general, do that.
Just cut babies in half.
I mean,
pro Senator Eric Seitz, cutting babies in half is okay.
Did you know? Once on a podcast, you're political.
That's why you can't run.
Yeah, that's why I can't run for office now.
There's a lot of shit to use against
so
you.
So much,
so much shit.
I mean,
jokes, people, jokes.
Yeah. You were grabbing girls by vaginas one time. I remember that.
No, that means I'm going to get elected.
Yeah. Yeah, that means you win.
They just let you do it.
Yeah.
You were calling Mexicans bad hombres. Yeah.
Bad dudes, man. It's not the good. It's not the milk farmers. It's the bad dudes.
It's the bad dudes.
Yeah. Clearly. So... They get back to the States after a really bizarre scene in which Eddie Murphy has to smuggle the knife across.
It's
like
a weird
customs.
Weird.
And I do feel like that, like Michael Ritchie put a lot on Eddie Murphy for that scene. And Eddie Murphy did what he could, but at the same time,
it's
like,
just not.
It doesn't.
Like, there's
gel.
A few.
It's not even necessary. It's not even necessary.
No, you could just, because they were already taking
it does feel, and there are a lot of stuff where, you know, they did try and comedy it up some, and it definitely felt like a scene where they're like, oh, it's been a while since we've had comedy, like, I don't know, what if Eddie just, like, does a thing and, like, starts just, like, it almost
customs.
Was like an improv thing where he's like, and you guy with the smile on the eye, like, he's just, like, making shit up off the top of his head, and it just doesn't really work.
And you're right, it's completely unnecessary.
Yeah.
Because that scene after that, he's also on, like, when he gets back to the airport.
And which is another stupid fucking scene, because Charles Dance is there with the cops, because when you're an evil, all-powerful demon man,
you need the cops.
Well, I mean, again, he is... fighting a black guy, so
that is a pretty smart move.
Yes, you know, that's you take what resources are given to you.
That's a guy that sold my property. Yeah, it's pretty powerful.
It's pretty powerful. Oh, what, that black guy over there? Whatever you say, British white giant Dracula looking motherfucker.
Yeah. Clearly, you're richer than us.
You have five suits on right now, so you must know.
It was also five dudes in sunglasses.
Yeah,
yeah. Like
I wondered too. Like it would have been another interesting idea if like. They were just demons in cop uniforms.
Oh, that would have been cool.
Yeah, that could have been a fun time, right?
They weren't.
It would have been better.
Yeah. And also, like, Eddie Murphy would have had to, like, work harder.
Yeah.
Because all he does is, like, make a big stink and make a big deal and be like, oh, arrest me. And then he's like, let me talk to you.
If they arrest me, they put the dagger in evidence.
Which is pretty smart.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty smart little scene.
Yeah, that's what he's like, I want to go to jail because if I go to jail, the dagger gets put into evidence and it's going to sit there for a month up to a year.
Yeah.
And you don't get that dagger then the whole time.
Right.
And it's the clock is kind of ticking. Like they want to kill the golden child as soon as possible.
Yeah.
And Yeah, and that's a pretty smart thing by Eddie Murphy.
Although I don't know why the clock is ticking, because it seems like they hold all the cards. Mm-hmm. Like, they never introduce any sort of plot element that, like, they have to kill the Golden Child by a certain time.
Or why they're killing the Golden Child.
I mean, they're killing him because they're evil, yeah. And, like, there's a bit about him.
But he's not going to save compassion. The world. He's just a good guy.
Well, but they do say, like, his... Like, without him, compassion dies or something like that.
Which sounds like bullshit.
Oh, it's total bullshit.
It's a kid in fucking Tibet. Like, I don't care. Compassion dies over there. We're here.
I mean, compassion kind of already has died over there.
Yeah.
I mean, certain things.
I feel like he won.
Yeah, exactly. Charles Dance actually won in this movie, the real story. They changed it because, you know, Hollywood likes happy endings. So
he gets out of that.
So he leaves, and then... There's a scene where he turns down sex.
Oh, yeah, for no reason. Again.
Well, because Victor Wong tells him to stay like pure.
You gotta be pure.
Yeah.
Even though he has been banging a lot of chicks before that.
Yeah, presumably. I mean, he's Eddie Murphy.
Yeah. And so he turns down sex, but then that's when Charles Dance shows up, starts kicking some ass.
With his crazy, like, monkey dude and everything, and kills the girl.
Yeah, bam, stabs a girl square in the back.
Again, kind of a classic like film noir thing, right? Yeah. The heroine gets killed in the detective's arms, you know. Mm-hmm. And
they get the dagger, and it's all curtains for him.
But then the Oracle is like, "No, she's not. She can be saved if you rescue the Golden Child before the sun sets."
it's a very again screenwriting 101.
Yeah,
you set a fucking time limit.
Exactly.
Yeah, and then
and also kind of like why. Why not just have him go after because he wants to save the kid?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, because he wants to save... Even if he wants to save the girl.
Right.
You don't have to set a time limit for that.
Well, but I'm just saying, like, you could have just had her be dead and him have the character growth to not just do it for pussy.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. No.
Because the only thing he's done in this movie is... For pussy? Strictly for getting laid.
But whatever. That's...
And that's true. I mean, that's character growth. Everything he's been doing is for pussy. And then when he decides he doesn't want to do it for pussy, that's growth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But that's not this
movie. But that's not what this movie is. So he goes back. That's also the scene where he pulls the curtain to like yell at the Oracle and you find out she's a snake lady.
Half snake, which Emma really liked this part.
The effects. Talk about the awesome effects.
Oh, God, they were so bad.
Her ancestors was raped by a dragon. Which, again, if raped by a dragon, why is she half snake? Why doesn't she have dragon?
Where were her legs? Yeah, I don't get
it. Even if it's the Chinese dragon, they still have legs.
Legs and arms.
Yeah.
And whiskers.
Weird.
Yeah.
Weird.
Mm-hmm.
If they had said she was raped by a snake demon, I would have gone with it.
Yeah.
A Medusa?
That's
a Naga? Mm-hmm.
Bad character design.
Yeah. Whoever designed this. We didn't look that up. We didn't look that up. We should have
I'm not going to go that deep. Fuck that.
Yeah, fuck that. So he runs over. He follows the magic bird. So there was a scene earlier where the kid is able to astral project to Eddie Murphy and introduces the bird character, which we mentioned.
Yeah, the little parrot dude.
The little parrot that's all like rainbow colored. It's not a parrot at all, but
and
it's
actually
a bird.
Some of the stuff with the little kid is the best stuff. Like,
the kid is good.
He's like making like soda cans turn into like little dancing dudes and like,
that's actually a really great scene. I love that. Like it's the really stop motion animation. It looks really good.
It's one of the scenes I remember the most from when I was a kid. Yes. I saw this movie. And I remember the weird monkey dude being a way bigger bad guy than he was.
And
he's
super minor.
Sucks.
He sucks bad.
Yeah. Anybody but throws a chain and
if nothing else, like YouTube that Pepsi can dancing, that's really cool.
It's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he follows the bird to this mansion, finds the kid. The kid has managed to touch the
Mongolian dude.
Well, he's not Mongolian though. He's like in so many 80s movies as like a character actor.
Yeah, I can't remember his fucking...
It's Tex something or another.
He's the ugly dude. Yeah, Tex. Yeah.
He has like the weird like handlebar mustache and stuff. He's actually pretty great. He's in...
He was in...
Raising Arizona?
Yeah.
Isn't he the bad guy?
He's
the bad guy in Raising Arizona. Well,
he's a biker guy.
He's the biker guy in Raising Arizona. Yeah, he's super cool.
He's fucking great.
Yeah. So he's helping out. They managed to get the kid out and Eddie Murphy's like, no. Like, where's Charles Dance? They're like, he's in that room over there. Eddie Murphy goes with the dagger to kill him, walks in, Charles Dance turns into a demon man.
Which I liked. I thought it was
pretty cool. Yeah. Pretty cool. Wings, full on demon guy.
Yeah, the guy helps him out. He grabs the fucking golden child.
He's
gets
like,
in the
fuck
car.
This. I'll come back later.
Still,
yeah.
Still making fucking jokes.
Still
dude.
Jokes.
Still jokes all the way. Even when he's in the car, he's like, what did you take a Valium? Like, how are you not scared right now?
And he's also not really watching the road.
No,
and he's
looking
going
at the
very, very fast.
He's fucking hauling ass.
Yeah.
on that fucking car. And so they're getting away from this demon guy. And then I kind of zoned out at this point.
It doesn't matter. Look, eventually they go through some stuff. The demon guy gets buried under some rubble, then shows back up as they get to the girl. At the end, for no apparent reason, the demon guy starts bursting into flames and Eddie Murphy stabs him.
With that fucking magical knife.
With a magical dagger. And then the golden child saves his girlfriend so they can fuck again.
Yeah. Yeah. The golden child brings her. He ETs her.
Yes.
He definitely ETs her. He touches her in the sunlight and brings her back to life.
And then, of course, to complete the hat, the circle of hat like story, he gives the kid like a Dodgers cap to hide the fact that she's bald and people would make fun of her for that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a boy in the movie.
Right.
So nobody would make fun of a little boy.
No. I guess maybe in 1986 they would have, because that wasn't in style yet.
Like, they already thought he was just like leukemia.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they would have thought, like, cancer. And, like, cancer obviously, boy. In 86, if you saw someone that had cancer, you make fun of that person.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah.
Because that was in style.
Hey, cancer boy. You like cancer so much, why don't you marry her?
Cancer.
Boy and cancer sitting in a tree. K-I-S-S-I-N-G.
Ah, cancer's so funny. Not AIDS, though.
No.
Can't make fun of AIDS. You couldn't back then because you couldn't touch them.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not supposed to touch them.
So that's the end of the... And the movie ends with like a long Eddie Murphy just doing jokes. Yeah.
Joking.
So, Murphy. It's fine, I guess.
I really do remember it being better than this.
Yeah, it's all right.
Well, it is a very flat.
I have a very important question to ask you both, though. Why is Big Trouble so much better than this movie?
John Carpenter, man. And Caruso.
Yeah.
But
Eddie Murphy's quite a talented actor.
Right. Yeah.
But Caruso.
But I also feel like in this movie, the characters outside of Eddie Murphy weren't really able to develop, but the ones in Big Trouble were.
That's a good
even
point.
Lopan, it was like, damn, that dude's fucking
Yeah, Lopan
dope,
actually
you know
has
I mean?
A lot of cool stuff. Yeah. And as, I mean, Kim Cattrall gets to be like the feisty reporter chick.
Yeah.
And then the little dude who, like, he always plays bottles with or whatever at the beginning. And the little, like, Chinese dude
that's actually engaged to the green-eyed Asian girl. Right. Yeah.
Like
he's cool.
He's got a part.
You have all the, like, the crazy, like, the lightning guy, the thunder guy and everything. Right. And also, like, Victor Wong's character is way cooler.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, he does fucking magic and shit.
Right.
I think you're right.
And I would say also the martial arts are way cooler.
Way better.
Like, the fights in this scene are
terrible.
Really bad.
It's like if they didn't have time to choreograph it and practice. Like, it's very, like, ugh.
And this movie's kind of full of scenes that don't fucking matter.
No.
Yes, that's
the
true,
the biker scene doesn't fucking matter.
No.
Like, there's a lot of shit in here. That shit doesn't matter. There's a lot of scenes that don't matter in this movie. We're in Big Trouble, Little China. Everything matters. Like,
are there scenes? There's scenes maybe that were left over from a more serious movie.
Yeah. Right. Oh yeah. For sure.
Where it would have made the journey in like a serious film noir where it's kind of paced in a certain way and tense in a certain way.
Yeah, it makes sense.
It makes
a lot
more sense.
You can be gritty
and
stuff.
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah.
But yeah, you got to give it to John Carpenter, man. Like
Carpenter, obviously.
His fingers were on the pulse at the time.
And the music and the style and the visuals and everything, yeah. This director, he's fine. I mean, he did the Fletch movies.
Bad News Bears.
Yeah, the original Bad News Bears. It's fine, but it's nothing special.
No, it's not.
And he's got some good talent in here, man. Like, Charles Dance
is great.
Game of Thrones and Alien 3, Last Action Hero.
Yeah.
He's just a bad guy in every fucking movie.
Yeah.
And you know, obviously Eddie Murphy at the top, fucking peak.
Yeah, this is peak Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, peak Eddie Murphy, and he's got three of the same fucking actors from Big Trouble in Little China.
I feel like that's like just casting, that's the same thing that happens to like little people. Like, you can't just take the same.
There was only so many Asian people.
Apparently, in the 80s, because they literally just like transplanted them across the fucking Universal lot, and was like
Warwick Davis played every fucking small character.
Exactly. Jesus.
That's why he's a leprechaun and Willow.
Yeah.
Which is fucking weird.
It's completely opposite. But yeah, he's got range, man.
Yeah.
I mean,
he's the guy.
They're playing the exact same characters, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a little wasted, too. I mean, not Victor Wong, but James Hong is wasted.
James Hong is totally wasted. He should have been the guy, like, they didn't need the Oracle. Like, it should have just been James Hong.
Should totally been him. And he could have just been, like, an old, like, Chinese dude like in a fucking shop.
Fucking Gremlins.
And even if he was, like, a regular dude, like, you walk in and he's just, like, a regular businessman, but then all of a sudden, like, starts dropping all this, like starts pulling like, out, like, fucking all that magic and shit. Mm-hmm. Like, yeah.
All that shit still carries, because when she says that the Oracle chick is, like, she's a librarian from Tibet and she's 300 years old. You can still say that about him.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, and it still carries over. Like, also, it's just wasted.
That's a really weird fucking thing to say.
She's the librarian.
She's a librarian from Tibet.
Yeah, that was a little weird.
I mean, it's just, it's so all not over the place.
Not the part about her being a snake lady, but that part.
That part was cool. But yeah, like, yeah, it really wastes a lot of talent in this. And
yeah.
And time.
I'd agree with that.
Yeah, it puts so much fucking on Eddie Murphy just to. So much.
Just to, yeah, just make something funny happen, yeah. Eddie.
Yeah, and then, I mean, he did.
He does.
He's
yeah.
the saving grace of
he
the
does, yeah. for sure.
But because if you want to watch an hour and a half.
Do we want to talk about shoulder pads real quick?
Oh my God! There's glorious. So many shoulder pads. Charlotte Lewis wears like a lot of.
Charlotte Lewis literally has wider shoulders than Eddie Murphy does at any point in this movie.
At any point,
yeah. Like, and even after they have sex, she's still wearing super wide fucking shoulders. Yeah.
She seriously, like, the whole time, I'm like, is she a safety for the Raiders? I don't understand yeah. what's going on.
It's funny because, like, I remember having to take the shoulder pads out of my mom's clothes when I would wear them. Because I'm like, this is fucking weird and gross. And even now, if you go to Goodwill, like, you'll find really ugly old shit with shoulder pads.
But I think that's part of the reason why it's hard to find her attractive in this movie. Because you're just like, she's built like a fucking
linebacker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, she's like an upside triangle. Exactly.
Yeah, and it's worse than that, fucking Charles Dance has like 14 coats.
Yeah, 14
coats.
So
his shoulder, like, from one side to the other is like 8 feet.
Yeah. he does. I mean, he might as well be wearing like one of those huge what is it, the palindromes with a cape.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
It's serious. I don't
it
I think
is
that's
fucking
the word.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
He has, it's just like, it is like 6 feet across.
It's like a fucking World of Warcraft character.
Yeah, seriously.
And again, he's in LA, but he has a full like 8-piece suit and then a giant fucking, a trench coat over that and then a leather trench coat over that.
Yeah.
Stupid.
So he's just adding
this
fucking.
This whole movie is stupid.
There is a good burn where Eddie Murphy comments on his
jacket and
his jacket
shoes,
and being a lady's jacket. Yeah. That's pretty funny.
Yeah. No, there's lots of funny
clearly
parts.
Clearly, he's wearing a ladies jacket.
There's lots of funny parts. The action's all right, I guess. The story's fine. It's okay.
Yeah, it's an okay movie.
It's all right.
All right.
Emma?
Thumbs down.
Yeah. That's fine.
I'm just...
It's Jack not Burton. Very good.
It's not very good, no. Upon seeing it again.
Yeah.
I've seen it a long
the only
time.
Part I want to see is when he's bitching about the whole man selling his money.
That is pretty
that
good.
Is
I could just watch
part.
That part.
Yeah. I mean, it's neither as good as Big Trouble, which is a very similar movie.
Which I feel like we all just recommend Big Trouble.
Right. Yeah, of course. Yeah. Nor is it as funny as Eddie Murphy is in, like, Beverly Hills Cop or any of
and
his...
And apparently, like he kind of trashed this movie when he was pushing Coming to America.
Right, which is a really funny
way
movie.
Better
yeah,
movie.
Way better movie. Yeah.
And Eddie Murphy wrote, like, the next 5 movies after this movie. He didn't write this one.
Right.
And
maybe that's
all
why.
Way
yeah.
fucking funnier than yeah. this. Yeah.
But, and then he started doing bad movies.
Daddy Daycare is a bad movie.
I've never seen Daddy Daycare, so I don't know.
I think it's funny, but I worked in childcare. So.
It has Steve Zahn in it, so that's a point in its favor.
There is a sequel with Cuba Gooding Jr.
No,
there
thanks.
Is.
Daddy Daycare.
Nope, I'm not doing that shit. Sorry.
Do it.
Cuba.
Do it, Cuba. His Academy Award nominated Cuba Gooding Jr. Uh-huh.
Did he never
no,
win?
No, he won. He won, yeah.
I thought he won, yeah.
Yeah, Academy Award winning for Show Me the Money. Cuba Gooding Jr.
That was the character's name.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Show Me the Money was his name.
In the movie, You Had Me at Hello.
And then immediately after that, Snow Dogs.
Yeah.
That's how
Pearl
Cuba
Harbor.
Gooding Jr. goes, man.
Yeah.
That's a good old
He's
Cuba
all
goes.
Over the map. He's all over the map.
His name is Cuba, man.
Yeah.
They kind of like limited his potential.
Does he pronounce it Cuba and not Cuba?
I don't know. Cuba Gooding Jr., right? I thought it was Cuba.
I thought it was.
But it's spelled Cuba, right?
Yeah.
Clearly, it's spelled Cuba.
Why don't you just say Cuba?
Is he Cuban?
No. I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe. Maybe he's.
I've always heard it said
Cuba.
Cuba.
Yeah, I have too, but.
Cuba actually sounds cooler.
Cuba does sound good. Cuba actually, because it reminds me of Koba,
which
is the best character. Which
is the best fucking
like,
character
yeah.
on Planet of the Apes.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
We'll just talk about that for fucking
yeah.
for an hour? Yeah.
Damn it. Koba's the best fucking character.
He's so cool.
That Anyways. Sounds like a Mortal Kombat, like, fight.
That, dude, that Kuba. Too, yeah. Kuba.
Kuba wins.
Yeah, that's true, actually. I can totally see, like, four-armed, like, yeah. shooting fucking spikes and ice and shit Kuba. Or whatever.
He's just throwing communism and... Yeah. Kuba Libres.
Yeah, he just has the sickle and hammer and just starts fucking people up.
Yeah, Bay of Pigging it.
Yeah. Is it, that's his fatality. Yeah, Bay of Pigs.
Fatality, Bay of Pigs.
So that's a podcast. Yeah, that's the podcast. We're skipping recommendations, trying to make this thing a little shorter.
No, because
shorter.
We recommended
We Big recommended Trouble Big China. Trouble in China, yeah. This podcast is already too long.
What's the next one?
The next one is a movie that I don't think I've ever seen, starring a person that I like their music quite a bit. It is Coal Miner's Daughter Loretta Lynn.
Nice.
Ooh.
Hopefully Emma can join us for that because I know she likes herself mm-hmm. some Loretta Lynn.
Yes, I do.
So that'll
just
be
on that. Digs and Planet without me.
Yeah.
I have a super open schedule, so I don't understand the problem.
Yeah, it's super open. You can come and record whenever.
That's definitely from. Why you sometimes aren't on the podcast, because of your super open schedule.
I know. I just take naps all day.
All day. She can't be bothered with...
Can't be bothered.
She can't be bothered. Podcast so bullshit. fans of this show know to point your all of your venom anytime it's just a bunch of dudes talking.
It's to blame me.
Yeah, blame Emma. Blame Emma for all of our sexist rants about War Games and Star
it is,
Trek.
I don't know. If you listen to the War Games one, we are very sexist.
I believe that.
Yeah, there's a lot of talk about banging in that.
Us? What?
It's a good episode, though.
Yeah, it's funny. So listen to all of our episodes. Subscribe. Email us at blockbusternostalgia@gmail.com. We promise we will email you back eventually.
At some point. Until then, though.
Until then, this is Blockbuster Nostalgia. I'm E.G. Seitz.
I'm Francisco Landin.
And I'm Emma Peterson.
You did really good this episode saying your name.
I'm very proud of you.
I'm very, very proud of you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Come back next week. Until then, good night and good journey.
We love you.